start off at the end of Shin. This the halachas, the lake of Shabbos, is found in two places in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Shin, beginning of Shin Chav Tes. It's one little sif. So it says, "Kol nefesh derech Shabbos, v'zara is raised in Meshubach." Filled enough of the lake and bechotzer acheres v'yarei shetavor. So any situation where there's a potential for the kibbutz nefesh, we do kibbui, whatever is necessary to do that. If it means doing kibbui, if it means schlepping water through the shesarabim, the Shira points out. So any situation where there's kibbutz nefesh, the whole, basically almost all the sugars that you're dealing with are not negeya. The sugars are all assuming there's no situation of kibbutz nefesh. That being said, so the Mishabur in Shin Chav Tes quotes in Magen Avraham, talks about the following question. In other words, so the Rashi says that the case is that on this halach over here, right, that your Mechaben, which is Gemara Yuma, that the case was the Rizchalim or Ketanim, which they're not able to run away. So we can't rely on. So what's the problem? Why put out the fire? Does everybody run away? So the answer is that we're there's people who cannot do that. And if you have a situation where you have a few houses near each other, so even though in house A we know that everybody will get out, we don't know what's in house B, C, D, and all near each other. So we put out the fire because of that possibility. But he says, in the case where you knew, again, the case was, I had to, interesting, just interesting maysa. I was teaching the halachas of the lake of Shabbos back in Cleveland, there used to be a night travel, you learned all about them. So I was teaching with one group, and the other Rebbe, the young man, didn't show up. So one of his members came to join, he showed up for the shiur, there was nobody there, so he joined my group. And this fellow was not from yet, and he was, and he was also a multimillionaire who owned a large chain of stores, and he lived in a house out in some neighborhood over there. There's no house nearby. There's no chashash sakana that his house goes down, everybody else is going to go down. And when he looked at the lake of Shabbos, you can't put the fire out, because there's no sakana, so you can't call the fire department, you can't put the fire out, etc., etc., etc. And this guy's staring at me, getting more and more upset. He lived out in Orange, past Pepper Pike, way out there, this gorgeous house. And he's looking at me and says, Rabbi, do you mean to tell me that if the fire breaks out in your house and nobody's in the danger, you're not going to call the fire department to save your house? So he asked me. So I said, I really hope I'll do the right thing. He says, Rabbi, you're crazy. That was the line he told me. Rabbi, you're crazy. He's not from Baruch Hashem. And I hope he'll answer the question the same way I answered the question. But assuming that there is... there's no situation where there's only one house and you can get the chayla or the cutting out... Magen Avraham says, okay, what would be if your situation where you can schlep the guy through either you carry the person through Rosh Hashanah or put out the fire? What is better? Doing the Chaynos is the Chayla of the Chaynos is Atzmor or the Malach Genesil Leguva putting out the fire? Which one is better? So he says over there,
seem to have come out putting out.
He says it's better. So, what did he say?
Seems to have come out putting out of the fire.
Correctly. So that's in Shin Chav Tes. So Mishnah Berurah says it's better put out the fire because Malach Genesil Leguva. We have Rosh Hashanah as Man Hazeh. But the Chayyim says that the Chayyim, however, he brings the Chayyim says not like that. The Chayyim says it's better to take him to Rosh Hashanah, Mishiyecha, because nowadays we're not clearly have Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's one din. Whenever there's Pekuch Nefesh, come out all the things you're learning over here. You learn over here and not negate. When it came Pekuch Nefesh,
are you allowed to decide that?
You're allowed to decide it's Pekuch Nefesh.
No, you're allowed to decide that you'd rather put out the fire. then carry him out?
Because you want to save your house.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not sure,
nowadays, come out, in most cases, the cases are very minimal. Whatever you hold, that's what you hold.
Right, you can't say we're making, you can't be naked when they're up.
Not because of the... Because they have some mammon, right?
Not even let it be make a one darabon. Anyways, you have to be over a darabon. You still not let it be.
No, whatever the hakra is, the better in luck.
As long as there's a chashash
b'kruch nefesh. As long as there's any chashash b'kruch nefesh.
So even if you don't know, you're not
mechiv. No, you don't wait. Kol azor, raise a mashubach, you don't wait.
The houses have to
meet
each other.
Our houses are close enough. Now, the Ramah takes that off at the end of Shinlam Adal. The Ramah comes along and says the following interesting halacha, which we don't have this specific scenario. He says the case, Bizmanas, which we live amongst the Goyim. So it's a chashash, the Kanas Tefashis. What's a chashash, the Kanas Tefashis? So, because when there's fires, so everything becomes Shikol Hefker. When there's something Shikol Hefker, so the Goyim go and kill the Jews. Right? So, that was the chashash they had to deal with. So he says, in that situation, go put out the fire, please, you know. When the fires get big, they decide to go and attack the Jews and take the money. There's a lot of fires, so let's burglarize all the houses. The Jew says, don't take it, so I'll kill him. So item Jews mechuyev to say, take the money, don't, you know. But the mice, the nature of Chazal said, the nature of people, they're going to be my melatzma. So really, it's the kind of pushes. But nowadays, most situations which we live with, we don't have this chashash, but there is always a chashash of somebody out there, which is the most situation we live in. The other place where the person talking about nowadays is the gas lines. Or it's, you know, you're talking about potential explosions. You know, there's a gas line in every single house, so. There's a boiler, there's different things in there which, you know, things can explode, and it's definitely going to potentially spread the fire tremendously. So, come up, most cases you're dealing with a fire, you're not dealing with something, you know, it has a minimum, small little fire which broke out, it can contain it. You're not Michal Shabbos for that. But you're talking about a real fire is there, you call the fire department. Okay, so let's say assume we got past that issue. We're talking case. There's not, so most of the sugya here. There's no chashash of kind of questions.
Is it better to call the shiva? We have a good call, or is it like, oh, let's just do it?
Each case, would you have to decide on the case. You know,
certain definitions we kind of say that, like. But let's say, like, women in labor and can plan for this. They should try this. You know, you have things like this.
That's
maybe things a small fire, but it's liable to spread if you give it half an hour. You know, so then, technically, you can run next door and get the
glade
call, or you
can
just call yourself.
Then, if you could do that, you would be safe. If it's obviously clear that they know that there's no matzah for sukkah right now, and the difference of waiting a few moments, so by Charli also we do that. But if there's any question, you don't be frum.
The person has to use their own tain.
That's which is a difficult issue, because nowadays. It'd be very uncomfortable for the Jews if they got out there that there was a Jew who knew about it, didn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, the ex of the Goyim were killed. Not necessarily be a safe place for the Jews to be. So the Chazal came along and said, there's no sukkah over here. The only issue is the person is going to lose his money. So Chazal came along and said that we are worried about that because a person is Balam Amonai, he's going to come, and if you allow him to get too involved over here, he's just going to forget himself and go in there and do kibbutz. So Chazal said, we're going to limit very much what he's allowed to do, and this way the person will not come to do kibbutz. The concept of Adam Balam Amonai. Now, it's something you need to really clarify because as you go through the Masechta, Adam Balam Amonai comes up in different places and the final answers are different. And the Gemara says in Misha Hichshuk that so a person is traveling because our matter, certain Rabbanans, they shouldn't come to do their Isis because Adam Balam Amonai, if you're not matter, he'll come to Michal Shabbos. So we're matter the Rabbanans, you shouldn't do their Isis. Now, Kibbutz is always Moch Genesis Lagufa, so you should matter Kibbutz. So there we say Balamon is a reason to be matter. Here we say Balamon is a reason to aser.
What are the rices did you come to?
Where?
I'd like.
The more it doesn't say what the right. The more well you could. Once you're doing, your person's doing it. He can do keep the shame. The Sarah Gufoy, he could slap things for sister Rob. He could do anything. Once you say go do, the guy's he's in the do mode. He's under the think mode. That's what Chazal was afraid. So how do the rice is. Right? But over there is the exact opposite. So this is a kasha with Rishonim asked the Ran at the beginning of Misha Hirshuk asked the question. That the Chartas Tirin Gemara. Again, that's the Gemara. That's not me. No. That's the Gemara.
What's the Chesed that writes over here by Dleika? He's going to take after Shazaradin? That's what I'm trying to ask. Matter of Kiwi, because he maybe is going to shlep after Shazaradin?
The Gemara says that you can't allow him to do any kibui, because if he allows him to do any kibui, he's going to go put out the fire.
Right.
That's the Chazal
answer. So the question is that.
So what both means, we're saying that because you're scared, therefore don't do.
Right.
And we're saying, because you're scared, do. Right?
It has to be a
Chashtai Reis
in order to be good.
Yeah, he'll do the Sargufa. I don't know why.
Oh, he'll do the Sargufa.
I don't even remember why.
He's not going to save his Kaila anymore. Okay,
yeah, but once the person's not thinking, he's not thinking. So there are the other cases where the concept of Bolomona, you have a case where you have the case. So we should, this is the Ramban Sakasha, the Ramban Sakasha. So the Ramban answers the Chilak over there. You're just sitting here, the house is not going to burn down. Okay, the house is going to burn down. You're not doing anything. We can say a person do that. Over there, you ask him to take his keys and throw it away. That he's not going to do. That's the Ramban is Michal, but they're very, you know, practical. The problem is the Ramban asked the Kasha, and not the only reason, the case of the Murr, what will be in the case of the Shabbos, where the keys are sitting on the ground, beginning of Shabbos, Misha Hichshik with Derek, and his keys is on the ground, that attack is also. There's no hotel over there, just leave your keys behind. The Murr has never mentioned such a chiluk. It's just come out according to the Ramban. So the Ran comes along and says a different chiluk, that the difference between a sudden thing and not a sudden thing. In other words, over here the chiluk is he has half an hour to solve his problem. He has it showed the chukka, it happened suddenly, there's a fire breaking out. So then the thought process is, if I get involved, I lose my mind, I'm not thinking anymore. Over here, it's Mishayikshah. Good. So take 2 minutes to figure out what to do. Take 3 minutes to figure out what to do. What's the rush? Take 5 minutes to figure out what to do. There's no danger there. It's just the only issue is you're going to lose your money. That's the only problem. Over here, there's a problem of danger. You know, danger to your money, but you don't have control over the situation. That already, we're afraid of a person, if we don't impose real control, he will lose control. Over here, you have control of the situation. You have to decide what to do. So say, Mishayikshah, do this, don't do that. So that's how the Ran answers. Ran answers the kasha. There is the Maria Vuov. Beishez brings the Maria Vuov that there's a Belachumas which we'll talk about. But that Belachumas takes this halacha, and what in the case a person gets attacked? There's Ganovim coming, and they're going to be stealing all of his property, and he wants to go and move muksa. He wants to go and do this. The Chazal matter these Yisurim in order to. She says it's mutter, just like the did of the Misha Hirshach. So he's basically saying an economy that the Chazal were mat over here by this is the way the Yosef understands the Maria Vuov that he's answering this kasha. He's saying an economy that the Misha Hirshach applies over here. You're allowed to save your money. What do you know how to save? Food. Well, limit how much food you're allowed to save. How much you know when I save, you're allowed to save clothing. But your money you're allowed to save. Because that's taka valuable. So it means getting back to my friend over there who lived out in Pepper Pike, you know. Right? So he could save his $500,000 painting, according to this. That would have to. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Maria Vuov. Problem is, if you look at the Maria Vuov Behedya, he says his case wasn't in Noisa Bias. The case was the bias next to the house next door. It wasn't Noisa Bias. The house next door, he's not bald, he says. So then you're Vermater. So he's not saying that. Last but not least, so the Bir Loch and Simon Shin Lama Beis talks about this question. He brings him his son. A ksav from his son. His son dealt with this question. And he says, by the Deleika, two things. He says that the fire is aimed to destroy everything. And the normal way you deal with the Deleika is more than one person dealing with it.
More than
one person dealing with it. So you might go out and ask a guy to do it. There's a good chance I'm going to end up doing it anyway. So anything I'm going to allow you to get involved in, the person's going to get the nature. Whereas over there, it's one individual person addressing his point. He has this specific, it's a specific item as opposed to all of his property. And because it's all of his property, you need a lot of people as opposed to his item. It's one person to deal with it. So one person to deal with it, he makes the decision, should I or shouldn't I? How should I? Should I ask the goy? Should I send myself, etc.? Whereas over here, even after he asks somebody else to help and he gets the goy involved, or whatever he does, he's going to forget himself and get involved also, because everything else is going up, is in danger. And that's how he's mechalal. Okay, good. So that's the lumness of Chazal were concerned, and Chazal put the limits on you can't do Mir Lakum. In other words, Chazal limited your Mir Lakum, which would be normally we say it's a shoes to shoes, Malkum Hefsit. Mir Lakum, Malkum Hefsit Lagufa, like most of Shadim is, that's Mir Lakum, Malkum Hefsit Lagufa, Hefsit Gadol, normally that's Mutter. So we should say Mir Lakum, Shem Mutter, Chazal said no Mir Lakum. They created certain heterim, but the Mir Lakum they put out. Okay, number one. Number two, they came along and said that that you want to do Hatzolah, you want to save the items, you're allowed to, you can only save Oichlim, whatever you need for that Shabbos. If you only save Begodim, a limited amount of Begodim, we'll see how much Begodim you're allowed to save. They limited where you're allowed to take it to, only to Chatzim HaMarevis, or Chatzim HaMarevis, depending what they made a limit on what you're allowed to do. Then, the final thing they said is that in this Oifen of Hatzolah, which is Mutter, you can't ask anybody else, you can't ask a Jew to help you either. They can tell, Hatzil Lachem, go take for yourself. You can't ask you can't ask another Jew to help. Because the concern of Chazal was this behilus, this only applies to the place where the house, where the fire is. So Lachus says that the house, which is the makom, which is next door, which is not the place where the fire is itself. Tavkanei bai should lake a boy. The bottom of krovim, which are afraid the fire will get there, they're allowed to say whatever they want. Because they don't have the same level of behemoth right now because the fire isn't there yet. So they're not overwhelmed. So they can go and say as much as they want. So the behemoth defines it. So that, now what's called Oisabayas? So you're living in an apartment building, what's called Oisabayas? So Mr. Krell says he feels that in an apartment building, that's all called Oisabayas. So even though right now it's an apartment 522, right, but the chances of spreading to 622 is that's room to room in the same house. Right. And I don't think he was thinking about picturing the Warwick when he said that, you know. But right, as opposed to over here, with separate independent homes, there's a house here, there's a house here. It takes time for the fire to transfer from house here to house there. That's a different thing from room to room in the same house.
Townhouses would be the same thing, or not, because it's separate.
Townhouse is an interesting question. I don't know, how would you judge that? It would be an interesting question also. Is the difference between the house next door and the house at the end of the row, right? You know, perhaps the house in the row, the fact that there's houses in between or the fact that there's empty space in between shouldn't make a difference. The house next door probably would be more chomer.
Same thing in an apartment building.
Also would be an interesting question. It takes time to spread, right?
You look at it, like certain apartment buildings are basically, like in Israel, they're made out of cement. So if you're burning, if it'll burn out, the apartment is not going to go anywhere so quickly. Like a townhouse.
Isn't it Siyas Digashayla? There's a halachic chiluk, you know, Shalas. We have one applying nowadays. How do we understand what you know, what's the application nowadays? I mean, they weren't dealing with apartments.
It has to do with whatever Gizar Chazal set up.
Well, Chazal said one bias versus another bias.
Right.
So what's a bias?
That's a
Shayla.
It shouldn't be a lake of Digashayla. I mean, it should be the same Shayla for Negel Vassar, if you let it go to a different apartment.
First of all, we don't pass the Shemir laws as Kulu Bais Nala Rami. And over there, it means the same. It means room. Over there, bias means room.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean bias.
But whatever the nafkmina, whatever, I don't know if there's any other nafkmina if something considered the same bias or not. But it should have the same gedar. It shouldn't be. It's not the lake of the Shaila at all. Tzias is not going to be kaveya.
Well, again, it wasn't a gemara. It's not a gemara. It's Rishonim who said that Chazal only asked in that bias. The more never makes the chiluk. It's Rishonim. It's a Tosis. It's a Rosh. It's a Ran. It's a Reinal Tam, basically. It's a Reinal Tam. The Reinal Tam sent the chiluk.
So he means when there's a mokum of behilus.
So he said he defined it as a mokum behilus, and so you have to figure out what that means. Okay. Now, because I'll also, but that being said, because there's some Rishonim come along. That's Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. Comes along Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. He brings some of the Baal HaTshuva. That some say that this Chazal over here, which they answered, was only something which would be fairly similar to Rosh Hashanah Rab. It's not Makara, it's a Chotzer, it's a Mavi, it's like Rosh Hashanah Rab. So, because we're afraid a person might end up slapping things through the Rosh Hashanah Rab. That's what the Baal HaTshuva, Sefer HaTshuva says. But to another house which you have an Erev with, you're allowed to take whatever you want. Number one. Number two, he adds in that the Baal HaTshuva says, the whole list is don't take the chatzah chavera. If you have your own personal chatzah, you have to take out of your house whatever you want out of your house. So some disagree with this and say there's no such chilek. There's the Ran, the Ramban, the Tur disagree with this chilek of the Baal HaTshuva. Mishnah Berurah comes out in the Maisa that in the Rabbanon, you can be Samech L'Hak. So that creates, and the Chazon Ish points out, once I can take to Bayis Chaveroi, which no longer is a place of a fire, then I can proceed as whatever I want. So now there's no Isser to take to anywhere else, because now it's in a different Bayis. So I'm allowed to take out everything out of this house into the next door Bayis, if there's an air between the two houses, and there's no gap in between, you know, no path in between, no gap in between, where I have to go into a chotzer, and to my own personal chotzer, I can take everything I want also. So a person would have a situation where, you know, that individual over there, he would have to take everything out of his house.
Oh, Eddie?
To put it onto the front lawn. Assuming there was an air around the house, he had put an air around his house, that's his own personal chatzar. So you can take everything out of the house, the front lawn, that's not a problem. Get it out of the house. As much as he wants. The issue was taken to a chatzar which belonged to other people, so it had a shame of you're taking it to a rishus beyond you. See, he learns, Sefer Truma learns that the gzera was over here, you're going to come to you need to have a combination of the chashash of kibui, which that's perish gemara, plus chashash of itzol or shesarab. That's the chashash of the Baal HaTshuva.
And
you need both together.
And if they belong to both, that will be still a yuchotze.
In which case?
A chotze that belongs to two people.
No, because then it's a chotze merevis. That's the case of the gemara chotze merevis, because belongs. That's like a rabbi. It belongs to a group of people.
So our modern day communal erevin. Do I view my front yard as Chatzar Merevis? Do I view my front yard as my front yard?
Your front yard is your front yard, even though, I mean, okay, if you'd have a mechitza around your front yard, you'd have it would be considered Chatzar Shana Merevis.
Without the mechitza.
So. Without the mechitza, it would be a problem, because the only reason you're allowed to carry outside is because it's part of the greater group.
Right. So that would only be then to like a fenced-in area
right.
By a person's house.
Right.
So they don't have their own personal area there.
Correct. Or on Yom Tov.
Right.
Keep it, you know, putting out the fire on Yom Tov is also usur, except if because of that he'll end up not having a place where he eats his meal, so Echol Nefesh, he's not to put out the fire, so Echol Nefesh. But if he'll have where to eat, so there's no Echol Nefesh issue involved, so he's not to put out the fire on Yom Tov. Right.
He can put out the whole thing.
What?
He can put out the whole thing.
He can do kibbutz. He can keep on yom to the tzarech echol nefesh. So if I have nowhere else to eat, so it's tzarech echol nefesh. If I have somewhere else to eat, so it's not echol nefesh. So I can't put it out.
So if it hasn't got any invitations, it counts.
No, if it has a neighbor, you know, you can go to the neighbors. But you know, but you know, but these, you know.
How about sleep? No, what's the get out echol nefesh without eating?
It says over there, achila. No, imagine sleeping. Most people can be missed it there. For sleeping, you can be missed it there. We'll end up with no food, let's say. The fire will burn down all of his food. Right? So it will never to save. And the only way you can save the food is by putting out the fire, not by taking the food out.
Let's say if you won't have the Shmack Yom Tov meal, he's not going to have
No. passion.
That's not Echol Nefesh?
When you learn Bezrashem the sugya of Kibbu, you'll deserve Echol Nefesh, you'll see that it's very limited. Kibbu deserve Echol Nefesh is a very limited halacha. It's not like regular Echol Nefesh. What? When you learn the sugya of Kibbu, the Sarech Echol Nefesh, you will find it's a fascinating whole sugya. Okay. So, those are the two attempts about the Truma says the Mishnah Berurah. I said, comes out, you can be summoned on both of those kulas. And he's been Mechadish, even the Gemara said the Chashash is Kibbui, that you need a Chashash of Hitzah also. So, it's only Shach Chashash Hitzah if it's to a place that looks like Rishon and Rabbah, because it's not Makura. So, to another bias is Mutter. Or it's a communal place, so it's a Rishon and Rabbah. Right, it comes on the Ramban and it says, where do you see the Gemara? There's a requirement that the Chashash is only Al Tzitzah. The Chazal said the Chashash is Al Kibbui. So that's where the argument is made. Okay, so now, so the Gemara comes along and says that you're allowed to save. You have a limit what you're allowed to save, so you're allowed to save Mozen of the amount of meals that you have left. But Chazal only said that Isser if you're taking it in separate kalim. You're taking it in one large kli, you take as much as you want, even 100 sudas. Small kalim instead of a large kali, that Mishnah Berurah comes out. That's also that Mor says it's all the food together in one big unit, that's Mutter. So if you have your food in bags, so you'd have a problem. That's like having it in separate units. So you wouldn't be able to take all of your, go down to your freezer and pull out all of your bags of, you put it in a big container and schlep it outside. That wasn't mutter.
Packaging.
That's what I'm saying. The packaging is in separate bags.
So you have to open up your crackers and open them in a big basket.
If you want to use that heter. What? I mean, you have time to do all that. You might as well, you know. My advice is not such a dangerous fire. So he said over here you put it into your talus it's a mutter, but he said over here this people put in your talus it's only if Hoya Mosin become a Kalim Umarasim Lasarach a talus shori, but everything put inside the Kalim into the talus that's considered separate Kalim. That's Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Tezayin. So as long as they're considered separate Kalim, so you know, as much as the packaging this packaging your box of crackers is in a box of crackers, that's a separate. The fact that you have a few crackers shrink wrapped together, I'm not sure that's considered a kalim for that purpose.
It's already in the same thing, like it's already in a bag or some type of like movable like pantry, just grab it.
Right, you can take as much as there. That's
it's like, theoretically, you can just take the whole freezer and move the freezer outside.
Well, you have a problem if I'm plugging the freezer.
That's a problem. It's in a generator, which you can just bring with you.
Right, okay. Or you said the electricity went out, so it wasn't a problem plugging.
Or you're running it from the neighbors so you can get better options.
Fine. Okay. Fine. Chazal also came along and said that you're allowed to take your kli tashmishoy. You need cups. Anything you need for that day, kosos, the kitonios, your cups, your containers, spoons, knives, etc. All those are mutter to take. Whatever you would need for that day. Clothing.
If you need it, but you would be able to get it from the neighbors. Are you still allowed to save it?
Yeah.
Do you have to count exactly what you need?
I don't think so. I mean, within, you know, what does it mean?
But by washing dishes, they say that you could do anything thoroughly. This is another suit coming up.
See over here, the lumbus wasn't the way to get around the chon. The lumbus over here was the way to limit the person's involvement.
Right. Yeah. But
so he starts getting wild. Let's save all.
If you're sitting in the fire to count out, okay, I'm having seven guests for like. You
know, no, I'm saying it goes within range.
22 forks. Like.
Right, so within range, you know. Now, let's say the person, he's allowed to save for himself, and it's B'nai Bayis. So how much do you save for the B'nai Bayis? So each person gets Mazon Gimel Sudas. So one's a child, one's an adult, one's old, one's sick, one's fasting, a Tanis Chaloim, one's, you know, etc. So the law is three normal meals, Sudas, B'nai's for three people, you know, per person. Okay. Let's say the person already took, he says, you know what? He took out the fish. He says, I'm not really interested in fish. I'd like to have meat. He wants to get some meat instead. Okay, he's about to take out meat. The guy took out past the shracher pass, he wants to take a better pass the kia, he can go take the other pass. The person took out one big container, a large amount, Mr. Burris says, and he really has enough food for everybody else. That doesn't preclude the other members of the household to save their three meals. So this guy schlepped the whole freezer outside. Meanwhile, his son says, you know, I want the challahs that are on the table. So, oh, there's challahs in the freezer. We don't need it anymore. No, there's enough challahs in the freezer. No, I'm going to take my three meals. The fact that he was matzil enough for the rest of all of the Bnei Bayis doesn't preclude each one of the Bnei Bayis for saving their three meals.
Each Bnei Bayis go in and say, I have to save the whole for all of the Bnei Bayis and not kind of discussion out each person, because I'm going to go save for, if there's five people, I'm going to save the
food. You can't each, yeah, I don't think each person can do that.
They could at least do for themselves. They
for themselves, themselves, right. But even though one person did for others, doesn't preclude each person from doing it for themselves.
Is it because he used the hetzer of the one kli? Is that what they're saying?
Right, the case he used the hetzer of one kli.
But if he went around and grabbed 300 meals for each person, then no one else can go in at that point.
That's a shalom requirement. How to learn the Mishnah Berurah. Shir Shabbos Kehilchus assumes that case is mutter, and I see a lot of the contemporary poskim nowadays said that not really lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The case was a case where he was matzal ayudei. Mr. Krell says it, Miguel Sefer says it, the other ones say that that wasn't the case, he's mouth. Okay. Clothing. So the person is allowed to put on clothing, and Mashiach Aluba Shu will most of the person. Okay? And he goes out, takes it off, and goes back in and takes more. And some say he can only do it one time. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes had to learn up the Mishnah. The Mishnah came along and said the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Rabbi Yossi and the Yehuda, who was on the Tana, whether it's only take as much as you want, or Yud Ches Kalim Bilvat. You only take Yud Ches Kalim. You can wear, you know, the more it goes through, you have the specific items the person was allowed to wear, his full ensemble of clothing, and that's it. Then the Mishnah says, once it says that, it says the language is you. We pass it at the time. You can wear as much as you want. Then the Mishnah continues and it says, here we go. The Chos of Aloivish, is that part of who's talking now? Rabbi Yossi says Yud Ches Kalim, because of Lovish is Rabbi Yossi talking. So Rabbi Yossi says Yud Ches Kalim, so he limits how much you can wear, but he says you can take it out and go do a second shot. And Tanakama doesn't say that. Tanakama says you wear as much as you want. End the conversation. Or because of Lovish go back to Tanakama also. So that's Machlokes Rishon. Because of Lovish is being farish the Tanakama also, he's being farish on Rabbi Yossi. We pass on the Tanakama. So that's the two shittas over here in the Shulchan Aruch. He can go out and wear as much as he wants. That's the sheet of the tour. And the basis of the Rambam is arguing that no, that's a one-time shot and that's it. The Maaseh of Mishnah Berurah is Makriya that the person can wear as much as he wants, go out, come around for a second round. Okay, now, so that's achila, that's food, that's clothing. You can tell the people, go and be matzel. No, for that yourselves. They can take as much as they have no limit, because for them it's not behilas. For them it's not their house burning down. So they can, there's no limit of gimel sudas, but by them they can take as much as they want. Okay. What do they have to do with it when they once after Shabbos, can they keep it? So he said, he's allowed to keep it. If he's a big tzaddik, he can give it back. Okay. Now, comes along the Mechaber and says, where do you take it to? So we're taking it out. You're allowed to take it out. So you're allowed to take it to a chotzer, acheres hamurebis. Because that word matter, any Yisrael who saw over here at all, even the Rabbanu. There wasn't any danger. The question of saving your money. We said you're allowed to save to a chotzer murebis, not to eshena murebis. And then the Ramah adds, some say even later Merebs. That's going on the case of clothing, wearing clothing. So he agrees, the guy with the issue of carrying out macholim, which are carrying out Everybody agrees it's only chatzim rebbes. The halacha of malbushim, so you're wearing them. So you're wearing them. You're wearing them derech malbush. So maybe sotar moa even the chatzim shenim rebbes. So you're wearing this. Because no, it's a derbana batsim involved. I'm wearing it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says benatrish is a rab. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says even trish is a rab because you're wearing it. Now it gets a little bit sticky over here. Just you know what's the case? The person's wearing whatever he's wearing. So he's wearing two coats. Wearing two coats. Okay, fine. You're wearing two coats. Okay, but went to the cousin, threw on his weekday coat, his Shabbos coat, his Yontif coat. You know, he's wearing five coats. Right? He's wearing coats. Derech Malbush it's mutter. To chatzur shenim arevus at the room. So it's Rav, even outside. Now, why isn't it considered I'm carrying? So we hold it normally that Shnei Kalim, you know, if they're adding something in the way of wearing them, it's mutter. Two belts. The second belt doesn't add anything more to the over the first belt. Shnei Chagurus is also. It's Rishon Sarav. But so the Chatzah and Maravis will be mutter. There are situations you're doing Derek Malbush, there are most cases of the Chatzah and Maravis. You're doing a Derech Malbush, that's what Ramos is talking about. Even though you don't have the heter of Derech Malbush Mamish. But since it's not Mamish and Malbush, but it's Derech Malbush, the Chazar Matar, according to this, it's a smog. They're a matter to Chazar and Merebs.
Is that Dafka because it's not Salah, right, or is that Stam Heter? Because
it's
a normal day,
but Shnei Chagurus is also normally something of that sort, which normally wouldn't be mutter, so that's not going to be mutter over here.
So what's the only heter school we ever find for a delika though? This is the only place of Chazal matter and iser.
There maybe.
All the sorrow would be because of hesed mom.
I mean, yeah, sure. The Mishabur comes out, we pass on like the Ramah. He brings the Bach, says, not like the Ramah, we pass on like the Ramah. Okay. Come along, so then, let's skip Tisvi Kurdish for a second. Let's go to, there's three areas we have to talk about. There's Mir Lakum, and there's Groma, and there's Kisvei Kodesh. So, let's talk about Groma, Groma and Lakum, and we'll have to do Kodesh. So, Chazal came along and said that, based on Drosha Basugya, that it's a major Sugya in Shas, that by Shabbos, the Easter is a Sia, not Groma. So Groma is Mutter Mikra, didn't Groma is Mutter. So the Mechaber and Sif Chof Beis gives the case of the Mishnah Tevah Shalchus. We have a case of a box which got a wooden box that caught on fire. So you're allowed to take a hide of a wet hide of an animal which doesn't really burn so easily, and put it on the other side. When the fire gets it, the fire will go out. You're allowed to make a mechitza with kalim in front of the fire, even if it's type of kalim which are kucheris, which are new. Which, when the fire gets there, the heat will cause them to burst, and you fill them with water. So, when the fire gets there, they will burst, and the water will come out and put out the fire. Gram ki b'motu. Ad kan lashon shulchanah. So, the Ramah b'mokem p'sei. So, the Mechaber did not say, Mechaber said gram ki b'motu, period. End of the day. Gram ki b'motu. The Ramah came along and says, only mokem p'sei. There's definitely those who learn that didn't really most derabanan. The Gemara is clearly saying on the Raisa level, Groma is not, the Isser Shabbos doesn't apply to Groma. So Groma is mutter. And Hilchos Yom Tov, which is also in the Gay of the same Sugya over there.
Because it's Gram Kibbe. Kibbe itself is derabanan?
No, it's not derabanan. Any malacha.
According to Shulchan Aruch, Groma is mutter, period. By any malacha, you know the Raisa?
According to Pashkan Shulchan Aruch.
Any
Groma's mother. Right. Now, comes along in Hilchos Yom Tov, so the Ramah does not add his kenetzer of Mokum Seder. And the Mishabura comes along, says over there, by Yom Tov, you're will be samech, you know, certain ways Yom Tov is maybe more tuladik. So we're going to be samech to say that Groma is the Sharatzin over there points out some are matter gram kibui stam even without makom seder. And he says the Ramah is a das yachid that you need makom seder to be matter Groma. Therefore, Yom Tov you're allowed to be matter even below hefsek. That's a sugya. First wants to gram kibui Yom Tov don't do with makom seder. For other purposes, so the Mishabur comes out in Tav Kafu Dalad, that is Motu. So that's an important sugya on that. Okay, so that is in the case of Teva Shalcha Zabor Or. So nowadays, I mean, the person will take a bag, fill it up with water, and put it in the path of the fire. So when the fire gets there, the plastic gets burnt by the fire, the plastic gets burnt, and the water comes out, puts out the fire. So that's the Hamzat Mutter. That's the case over here, which, you know, we're saying Gram Kibbe is Mutter. So that's Mutter.
Can you hold the bag above the fire?
I don't think so. That's more like be a dying. In other words, using a fire to do something, which I'm directly doing that, that's called, we pass the Eshim Shum Chitza. It means it's considered your Maisa Mamish. And the Gemara says, Tosis says, in Baba Kaman, in Baba Man Aleph, well, it's not good to me if you're Makar of the Dover HL Asia, HL Dover, there's enough community that's both called Eshim Shum Chitza. So whether I bring the fire to the item, or the item to the fire, if I directly do it, that's called your Maisa. And that's the Rishonim talk about a concept of on the Vavam Abeis, where a person takes his Maim and his Behema directly on somebody else's item to eat it. That's Olam HaMazik. It's called Rishonim. It's not Shein anymore. That's Olam HaMazik. Because I'm using the Behema to do the Maisa of Achila. So you're putting it directly by the fire to go out. That's called my mice. That's not called grom.
Also, is like putting like a big bowl over it, I mean, cutting out the oxygen, is that grom or is that...
That's not grom. That's direct action. Okay. Now, so what about... Then the next case is you have a tal shachos bo'or. So what are you allowed to do over there? So there's the mechaz v'shanim, how to understand this halacha. The Mor says Peshim is Kasabo, and a few steps. You could take it off, and you could Peshim means you could spread it out. There's a case right now it was folded up, so the fire is going to burn through the whole thing very quickly. If you open it up, you're hoping the fire will go out till it gets to the other side of the talus. Even though that might cause kibui, so most according to that's even that, and that's your kavana, that's mutter, because you didn't do it directly. Okay. I want to pour water on the baggage that it shouldn't come, it should go out when it gets there. So the rib says you can't do that. The head is only when you put it into a kli, and there's a half segment of the kli between the kli and the fire is called, that's called grom. If I put the water directly on the bag, and even though it has to first travel to get to that point, so that's called that there's no half segment between the water and the fire. That's also. So I can't go and put a pan of fire directly in the path of the fire. I have to put
pan
it in the
of water, correct.
Pan of water. Because that's what it means. When we get to the fire, we'll go into the water directly. I have to put a kli. The kli will burst and let out the water. That's how the Rif understands. The second sheet which he brings, that's a Sif Chavdal. That's if you're allowed to do it. So it's no difference between mice. It's not direct. You're putting it on the other side of the baggage. The only problem is you can't use water, because when you put water on the baggage, you're doing kibbutz on the baggage. The problem of mechabes, of malabe. The reason why you can't put water on the baggage is it's malabe. And the third shita is, which is the shita of the Rambam, that you're allowed to put even water, because putting water on an item which is not really dirty is not called malabah. That's the Rambam shita. And the Mechaber passes like the middle shita that you're allowed to put other. So I want to put wine there. I want to put the apple juice there. I want to put anything else. If it's not, it doesn't clean, it makes it dirty. So there's no kibbutz involved. The only problem is kibui. It's ground kibbutz.
You put the
cleat
in the fire.
You put the cleat in the fire.
Have to
daft in
the path of the fire, or can I just...
Path of the fire, daft in the path of the fire.
You know, it's
going to
burst a little later.
Correct. Because as soon as, if the mice starts immediately, that's not called drama. It's like it's sure, Karakarisha, maybe, Karakarisha will be also, Karakarisha maybe is also also, but that's all the hampshire of the mice. And how you differentiate Karakarisha, Karakarisha, and Eshur Shepitza is a very complicated subject.
If you're using like a plastic bottle, and it's not going to... They'll melt it, like, just by being close, but not necessarily.
So now, the interesting question which Jacob is bringing up is, the car melting plastic is a melach of bishul. Or heating up water is a melach of bishul. So why am I allowed to put water over here, which is going to get heated by the fire, put out the fire? So it's, I'm putting so much water that I can guarantee that the water will put out the fire before it'll get to the boiling point, you know, to the lettuce boil. You know, it's a tremendous amount of water to guarantee that. That, you know, none of the water will get the yatzah lettuce boil.
Is that also the grama, though?
So, the pasha, the heter, is not grama. So, you have to say that this all went into the heter over here of the grama. So, the gram bishul, the makam seira, in order to help to say was mutter. Because all mutter.
Is he going to grama on the bottle? Because that's not a, there's nothing for the breakthrough.
So according to the Riv, that you have to have a break, you have to have a hefsik, real hefsik in between the two, before the bottle will be a problem. But according to the way the second sheet, which is the sheet of the Toises, the Shem the Rashbam, that since I'm putting it here, not here, that's called so-called grammas, that would be motu.
Putting it where and not where.
Okay, so that's grama.
Putting it where and not where.
Putting it on instead of fire, putting it further. Okay. Now, the guy comes and put out the fire, so you can't ask the guy to put out the fire, you can't ask him to do it. But the guy is allowed, if he wants to put out the fire himself, he's allowed to put it out. And therefore, you're allowed to say, kol mechaba eino mafsin. Even though that lashon is not normally mutter by other emir la'akum, but kol mechaba eino mafsin. Chazal matter over here to give a person an outlet. Since it's Bolo Moidoy, if we don't give him an outlet, he might be encouraged to do something wrong. So we gave him an outlet of Kol Mechal and Mavs. And that's the Shibur and Sivkot of Samach Tess.
Oh, Rabbi Kaiser!
Okay. And then the Rambam says this halacha would be true by any situation where there was a sudden problem, the kola blank and a mafsid would be mut. Kola masakan and a mafsid is laldafka kibu. In a situation where my boiler burst, you know, and the whole house has been covered with water and it's going to cost me thousands of dollars of water damage, and I say, my next door neighbor happens to be owns a heating company. So I say, my boiler is, anybody who takes care of my boiler will be okay. You know? Ain't a mafsid. This guy runs to take care of my boiler. Good day. The eyes being misakin. It's also.
You're
going to
be given
schar. It's ain't a mafsid means.
You have
mashmaya
of schar.
Right, correct.
So you're
going to
pay him afterwards.
Right. So that the Mishnah points out. I know if it's called a misakin and a mafsid, it's also mut. Okay. Then. So that is the mirror lachim. Otherwise, the mirror lachim, again, sakana, there's a sakana. There's no sakana, so that's what's mutter. Kisei karish. So,
if there's no sakana, what?
So first of all, it's important to know that the Mechaber in Sifri Ches says that you're allowed to tell goy to be mounted storm in a leka, even the derech is a rabbin. So I'm allowed to tell the goy to do Malachas the Rises, since the Mir La'akum under the Raisa to save Svorim, because Al Ramatar, the Mir La'akum under the Raisa in order to save Svorim. That's number one. when it comes to being matzah kisei kadosh, so the more it goes to this tremendous long sugya beginning of the parak, the machalik between something which is nitzan likarasbay and not nitzan likarasbay. So at the raisa level, there are two halachas. Number one, that tarsha b'ksav, no, tarsha b'alpeh cannot be written. So anything which is tarsha b'ksav, again, anything which is tarsha b'alpeh, it's not supposed to be written, therefore there's no halacha b'tzal on any of it. You can't learn it, Teresh Bal Pebik Sab, so therefore it would be no halacha b'tzal on it. And the second halacha was the Teresh Bik Sab has to be written with the din of a sefer. So it has to be written in the correct lashon of a sefer, it has to be written with the yoy of a sefer, it has to be written with all the halachas of a, and a klav, it's written with the valid halachas of a sefer. Chazal Bizman has said that we have a heter of Eis Lasset Lashem Eferet HaRasef, more the sugya in Gittin and Dav Sam. So in that Gemara, it's clear that there were two kulas in Eis Lasset. One kula is that there were matter to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, because it was being forgotten. And because of the Anias of Klal Yisrael, they weren't able to afford to have Smorim, they were matter in Eis Lasset Lashem Eferet HaRasef, so the Torah Shemiksav can be written down in without all the halachas. Torah Shemiksav can be written down without all the halachas of sefer. There are also matter that people are no longer so familiar with Lashon HaKodesh, so you can write a sefer b'chol lashon. So nowadays you can write Torah Shemiksav in a different language. You can write it without D.O. You can write without a klav. And all those things are allowed to be used. So now they're allowed to be used, there's a halacha matzol on them. So nowadays, basically, any sefer, your matzol, any sefer.
What does matzol mean that you let it take out?
In other words, in this heter, because the case where you're not allowed to put it on fire, because there's no sakana, so you're just allowed to be matzol. So you're allowed to be matzol any sefer, which is there, you're allowed to be matzol. Now, where are you allowed to be matzol to?
What is the din of this sefer? Like, go into like the Balnasi, and you see biographies, and you see history books quoting Chazal, and you see the Talmudic study aid. Like, what do you magdir as a sefer? What's
anything which is holy? not necessarily. That's the final definition of it. In other words, if I have something which has enough in it that is significant of Torah, in fact, it quotes one Chazal one time in the whole Sefer, I would put that as a Sefer. But if it's something which is done regularly, I mean, so you open up, what is it? Rabbi Achille Spiro was touched by a story, right? So each Rabbi Krohn's Magen speaks. So each story, the Rabbi of the Sefer is a story. But each story has it as one. Because all beforehand, there's a Musar Shmuz, you know, we all skip the Musar Shmuz, we just read the story, I know. Right? There's a story, there's a Maimer, and there's a Maimer Chazal afterwards, you know, and a Drosha, Shat and Chazal, you know. But there's a lot of Chazal in there. So I think that would have a lot of savor. Biography also depends, biographies and the biographies. And the biography, which very clearly the majority of the savor is just a story, you know. There's some of them which are very much mavusas on Torah.
The sefer means it has to have quotes from Chazal and Pesukim. What if it's a Musar sefer that just says Musar but doesn't necessarily
If there's no Pesukim, there's no Chazal, there's no Hezbra in Chazal, you know, it says do tshuva, tshuva do tshuva, tshuva do, you know, no, in Haram, you don't say it. I don't need the sefer. It's much more easy to remind myself to read it when it says it written down. Right? Theoretically, if the Mesil Shem would be emes that he's not been mechadish anything, right? And it's like Doma, but Maisa, it's not true. But you know, but maybe you have to down the shayla. But Maisa, most of them are been mechadish. Right? Okay. So nowadays, basically, that's lashon the mechaber is called kisui hakodesh betzilin ha'idna. Nowadays, we save everything. Because and you're allowed to learn them, even the written b'choloshin, even the written b'ksav b'sam b'sikra. and you have Matveya Brochus, Shetobu Chachamim, if they have a Shem Hashem in them, so you're allowed to be Matzel then. Even though theoretically there was no head to write them, so you're allowed to be Matzel then. All of those Chalukim, which the Gemara says, the Kamat are not Negev nowadays. There isn't in Kadima of Sefer Torah. The Kadima, by the way, is mace. It goes before Sefer Torah. The Tosfos in Lapham Gimel Tosfos says by mace that if a person, if you tell me you can't be matzel as mace, so then you see Adam Bolam on a mind in the other direction. So then we're matzel to take out the mace, etc. Tosfos says because if you won't be matzel, he'll say I don't care about the Torah and I'm going to matzel my mace anyway. I'll be over the rice of Peshat Nefesh. Whereas everything else, they'll say, "Hey, babe, husket achton, you know, krechs, you know, right to the gang. We won't be over this if they tell us." Then Sefer Torah. There is a kedima. There is definitely some places that there's a kedima to Torah over the Nevi'im Ksuvim. After that, it gets very. After that, Nevi'im Ksuvim over Torah should be Baal Peh, and after that, it gets very scared. The Pasha, there's no kedima anything else after that. So it comes along Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, and this is Gadon Adar, it wasn't his kiddush. Or Chashuka mentions it also. So that if you're in a situation where you're allowed to tell a goy to be matzel svarim, even it means dumalach the rice of taking arushas a rabbi. So I have a situation where the only way I can be matzel the svarim is through kibui, and I have a goy there. I should matzel amir lakum for the kibui to save the svarim. So now I have a mezuzah on the door, and the only way you can matzel the mezuzah is by putting out the fire. So Shem Zemus said, "You're allowed to tell the goy to put out the fire to save the mezuzah."
How about a
hashash?
Maybe it's gonna get bigger and burn the mezuzah.
I don't know. They don't say in the case where you can't. It was now. And let's say I have an option, of going and not doing the melacha. I have an option of taking the mezuzah off, to a bona knife, and not putting out the fire. So I should do that. No, okay, I can have the goy take up the mezuzah. I have Mr. Goy, can you come over here, put out the fire, or Mr. Goy, please take this off now. Depends what it is, how it's attached to the wall. In some cases, it's the melacha d'oraisa, you're doing soyser, we're taking it off. It's attached in such a way that it's kareya, or it's soyser, taking off the wall.
If it's a murder of fire, stomach can't get to all the mezuzahs. Or is that going? Either he won't.
Yeah, it's just depends. Their picture of a house, remember, where it was like, they had two rooms, they had two mezuzahs, Right. Our picture of a house is, 12 mezuzahs, or 25 mezuzahs in some people's houses. But at Echonami, if that's the only way you could save the mezuzahs by doing that, you'd be allowed to do that. So that would be a case where, even though there's no sakana, there'd be a heter of kibui. You're allowed to be matzel tikka sefer ima sefer, and even the tikka sefer has money inside of it. So if the person, now can you go to chatkila and stick money in? Okay, great. So I'm allowed to take my tefillin bag out, my talis bag out together with my the tefillin. So let's stick my wallet in there, and a few other things while I'm at it. So am I allowed to do that? So. So yesh omrim that this is mut over here only kishenichem shami erev Shabbos. This is the mechaber in Sif Tes Zion says yesh misha omrim that's only mutter if you put the money inside of the container there from before Shabbos. Excuse me. But the Mishabura points out that in Sif Zion that's talking about taking it to chatoshen merevis because. The din is key, safer, you're allowed to take it even to Chatzah Shem Merevis. So Tikka Sefer also goes to Chatzah Shem Merevis. So the money coming along for the ride, the Chodesh Adar Rebbes needs to put it in before Shabbos. But to go on Shabbos to take out Muksa, my issue in here is I want to move Muksa. I want to save my Muksa money. So take it to Rosh Chodesh Adar Rebbes, that's not the problem. Right? So the Mechaber says in Yud Zayin, Yesh Matir Mlahatzel Diskir Malaya Mosh, a container full of money, by putting a kikar tinnik on top of it. And he seems that he holds that's mutter. So I'm allowed to go on Shabbos. You combine it with a kikar or a tinnik or with a sefer, and schlep out the sefer and agav sefer as long as it's not going to Chodesh Adar Rebbes. So all the other cases of Chodesh Adar Rebbes. Kisvei Kodesh, when it's mutter even the Chodesh Adar Rebbes. Okay. Last one thing over here, just citing a sugya. It says the Apikorsim, they're Dukma Vedas and Chobim, they write a Kisvei Kodesh. Not only we're not matzel them, but even weekdays we can take them. We can surf and we burn them with the shemas which are in there. Because he wrote the shema about a zor. So Mishnah Berurah points out over there that if a person gets coins which are coined by with some about a zor name on it. Or some name, even the name of Kurdish, which they're thinking the same about Azora, you shouldn't be matzah them rishusoy. You should melt them down. It shouldn't be any zikaron lemaseya. Then he brings from the Rav Rabbi Yehuda Miller, and I have no idea who that is. Rav Reino Rav Yehuda Miller, istabek imut al asicha, shema ena minim lavedas gilulim. Are you allowed to burn them? I'm not sure what the issue is. I guess it was against the government law. Then he brings a Shuvas Kavasir as a fascinating case that they had Matbeya, which was stamped in Schweiden, in Sweden. They had the Shem Hashem on it in Hebrew. And he was allowed, he was mounted Lahatachit. So why in the world are you over this in Mechikas Hashem? The Mora says. When they did it, they did it like Tziyam, and they wrote it. Means they wrote like Peferish Hashem Chol. So it's like even though they put Hashem Avaya there, Mamish with the letters of Avaya, but they did it to be a coin. They weren't doing it the same. The Kiddush, it should have Kiddush's shame on it. They're doing it to spend. It's going to be people's pockets, and, you know, etc., etc., etc. So it doesn't get a Kiddush's shame on it. And therefore, you'd be allowed to melt it down. You wouldn't be able to think it's a shame. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. So that's a fascinating.
They were Yidden who made the coin.
No, it was going.
So how come it's not a shame of it's not a shame?
Even it was a shame of a zur. You know, we don't know what their kavanah was.
But narrative from cartoon God we trust.
So saying so comes out that God, you know, in every American the dollar bill and American coin, so. They believe in God, right? They say, in God we trust. The only place they actually say that is when it comes to money. Right?
Are you allowed to melt the coins?
So theoretically, it wouldn't have Kedusha. He's saying it doesn't have the Kedusha shame on it. So it's an Isser being Megala oneself. Am I allowed to take out a person in the bathroom? Am I allowed to take out my dollar bill and look at it? My dollar bill, right? You count my dollars in the bathroom. You know, person's Megula, you can't do that. You can't think God was in front of Hashem. It doesn't have a dinner because there's a shame on it, Mr. Peru is saying. And you know, we're not necessarily burning it, but.
That's a shame. You sure that's a shame about Zara when they have it zero?
It's a hard question. It's a hard question because the Ikrip socket for Goyim seems to be that it's not considered about a Zara. And for Yidden, it is. So Pasha, it's not shame of Vodazara. But for them, it's not called Vodazara. So now, what is it called for us?
They say God, they don't mean it. They mean Hashem. Not referring to Yashko when they say God.
I have no idea what they're referring to.
Yeah. Referring to whatever it is you'd like to refer to as God. It's like non-denominational.
No, they're referring to all.
They're referring to the Muslim of God. The force. Whatever. I don't know.
What's their Muslim though? Their Muslim is Yashka.
That's not true.
If that's what their Muslim is.